Now, may I say to you again and again, the Word of God emphasizes that we've been chosen in Him. Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2:13 says, "We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." And Peter, in his epistle, 1 Peter 1:2, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit and obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ." And the interesting thing is, election and sanctification seem to go together. If God has saved you, He hasn't saved you because you're good, because you're not. I think Paul put it in such a marvelous way over in the Epistle to the Romans. He says, "What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For He saith to Moses, 'I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion.'" Now, God made it very clear to Moses. He says, "So then it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercies." Now, when Moses went to God in prayer, God says, "Moses, I'm going to hear and answer your prayer, but not because you're Moses and the deliverer. Because I will show mercy on whom I will. I'll show compassion on whom I will. And it's not to him that willeth, nor him that worketh, but it's to God who shows compassion." You want to experience the compassion of God? Then you'll have to return to Him. Now, I think the best illustration that we have of this is over in the book of Acts, over in the 27th chapter. You remember that Paul, after that terrific storm, the ship was listing and about ready to go down, and they had already cast some of the cargo overboard to lighten the ship. Now, Paul went to the captain, and he said, "Be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, 'Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee.'" Now, that's God's foreknowledge. That's election. God elected that nobody on that ship would be lost. But you remember a little while after, Paul found a group of these sailors. They were making them a boat, and they intended to go overboard with that boat and try to get to land that way. And Paul said to the captain, he said, "Now look, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved." Well now, couldn't the captain say, "Well, wait a minute, you already told me that none would perish." That's right, that's what Paul said. Now, that's God's side. But he also said, except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. That's their side. They got to stay in the ship. Now, may I say to you today, God knows who the elect are. I don't. Someone came to Spurgeon one time and said, "Miss Spurgeon, if I believe like you do, I wouldn't preach like you do. You say you believe that they're the elect. Well, then, you preach as if everybody can be saved." Well, he says they can. But he says, you see, if God had put a yellow streak up and down the backs of the elect, I'd go up and down the streets lifting up shirt tails, finding out who had the yellow streak up and down their back. Then I'd give them the gospel. But he didn't do that. He told me to preach it to every creature, and whosoever will may come. My friend, that is our marching order. And as far as I'm concerned, until God gives me the roll call of the elect, I'm going on the whosoever will gospel. That is the one that we're to preach today. And as someone else has put it like this, on the door to heaven from our side, it's whosoever will, man. I'm the door. By me, if any man, that means you, any man, will enter. He's going to come in and find pasture. He's going to find life, my friend. But when you get on the other side of the door someday in heaven, you're going to look back, and on that door, it'll be written, "Chosen in Him before the foundation of the world." But you know, I haven't seen that side of the door yet. And therefore, I give God, since He is God, the right to plan His church. A friend of mine down in Florida showed me the blueprints of a home he was going to build. And he's built a lovely home on a lake. And I looked at the blueprint, And he planned it. They had just laid the foundation. He showed me where everything is going to be. His wife told us where this would be and that. And we went in the home and visited them. And, you know, it's just like they planned it. Now, they didn't have any supernatural knowledge. But as far as I know, nobody's questioned whether they had the right to do that. They did have the right. And that's the way they did it, according to their plan. Now, God's planned the church. After all, this is his universe, and the church is his church. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And love is connected with not this verse, but the next one.